it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
Hey guys, we're so glad to have you with us today and our special guest, Amanda Gregorich. And you know what? She had so much wisdom.
Deep water today, people.
Yep, very deep water. That honestly, Joe and I don't want to get in the way. We just want her to take a minute and just share some words of wisdom.
Okay. Well, the last time we talked about renewing your mind, we talked about in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says to not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the key there is to renew your mind. So if we don't know how to do that, it's not going to benefit us at all. I think in anything with the word that you need to learn how to apply it. You know, Angel, I was thinking about lotion. Mm-hmm. If you have dry skin, you're not going to just put it on one time in life
right.
and think that the lotion's going to continue
but
to work.
You got to do it again?
You got to do it again and again. And it's the same thing with renewing our mind It's in the natural. Mm-hmm. And we have thoughts bombarding us and things coming into our mind all the time. And each time we have to renew that thought if it doesn't line up with what the word says.
Right.
So one of the things that's really interesting to me is the fact that the word renew, if you look at the Greek, I'm not a Greek scholar, but I did look it up. If you look, there's a shade of meaning there that means to renovate. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I used to like to watch those shows and got somebody's house changed it. And years ago, there was one where they traded place. You remember Trading Spaces?
Yes.
And they changed it and they came in and there was the big reveal and they're like, oh, it looks so different. That's exactly what we have to do with our thoughts.
Ooh, good.
That thought needs to look so different. I shared about worrying about the siren and worrying about what kinds of things were happening when you heard an emergency vehicle. My thought had to look different when I heard a siren. Ooh. Every time I had to think differently than I did before. And you know, the word transforms in that verse too. And it makes me think of the movie Transformers. Were you guys allowed to see that?
Well, I was older. So
you made the choice?
Yeah. Well, my parents mellowed out over time. You know, now when they had grandkids, they could go.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed.
Well, the whole idea there, you know, you think of transform, we can apply that to many natural settings. But if we see in that movie, there's a robot and then there's a truck.
Right.
And they don't look anything the same. They transformed into something else.
Right.
The same idea with our thinking. Now, how are you going to know how to transform? The only way is to know what the word says about any given situation. One of my favorites is Jeremiah 29:11. A lot of people can quote that, but do they use that as their foundation when they have things come their way?
Right.
Something bad's happened to me. But if I truly believe that God has a good plan for my life, like that verse says, then I know he's going to help me know what to do to take care of it.
This is going to work out to my good somehow.
Somehow, some way, it's going to work out to my good. I think people get mixed up when they think, oh, I'm a Christian now. Everything's going to be great.
Yeah, that's what
it's exactly the opposite, isn't it?
Oh, man, hell's coming.
Yeah.
Hell's coming.
Because the devil does not want you to succeed.
Get that armor on because hell's coming.
And if it looks like you're doing good, you've got this all together, then he's going to come at you from a different angle.
Yeah.
And so consistently go into the word with whatever it is that you're dealing with. And that's the great thing about the word of God. We don't all have to study this verse and apply it this day.
Yeah.
It's all for us, but there's different things that all of us have been through in life and have to deal with. And, and you know, you hear people say, oh, I've not really had any trouble with that. And you want to smack them.
Yes.
But, you know, we walk in love.
I used to tell people say, I've never had trouble, then you're not doing anything for God.
Yeah.
Because I'm especially the New Testament, anybody's doing something for God, hell showed up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the day Jesus got water baptized, he came out of that water, God stuck his hand up, this is my beloved son. Well, hell showed up that day.
Yeah.
The devil had been looking for him for eons of time. Oh, here he is.
Yeah.
And so what happened? Well, as soon as I knew who I was, what I'm doing, hell showed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So most people, they share, and we got a big family, both of us. So it's like, I don't have any hell. So you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
If you're doing this for God, hell would be showing up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That sounds ugly, but it's the truth.
No, it's so true. And knowing how to respond to those situations. That's what it's about. All the different response. So
we've been promised victory, but we have to fight.
Yeah.
We have no concept of having to fight.
And I like words and knowing what they mean. And so that transform was really big to me. Like, let's transform and think differently. And then I love the taking every thought captive. Ooh. Y'all know the verse. Mm. And when we are told, take every thought captive, I think, you know, there's all kinds of ways to think of that. And I like to share this story. And I like to say, don't write to Joe and Angel and say, this is horrible. She hates animals. I don't hate animals. Yeah. We had a puppy for many years, a dog. Okay, we loved our dog. Anybody that knows me can ask. But the example is, if there is an animal, say a raccoon or something in your attic, and whatever the situation is, you're going to take it captive, or the authorities are going to come and take it captive,
right,
so that it can't run wild, right? And so when it's taken captive and it's in the cage, who decides when it eats or drinks? The person that put it in the cage.
Right.
Not the thought. It represents the thought. So if I take the thought captive, let's say I go to the doctor and get a bad report.
Okay.
And I take that thought captive. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. Right? I'm not saying, oh, there's no raccoon in my attic. We're not denying it. We're taking the word to the situation. And that's a key.
And that's what we're going to feed it.
That's what we're going to feed that thought. Mm. So here's what a lot of people do. Okay, so that thought's taken captive,
right,
of you need this surgery, you've got this bad thing going on in your body. Okay, so it's horrible, you're going to die next week. I don't mean to make light of it, but it's a horrible, horrible situation.
Right.
You've got this report, I'm going to take it captive, and I'm not going to deny it. I'm going to do everything I need to do in the natural,
right?
But I'm going to bring the word of God to the situation. If I don't know what the word says about it, I got to dig in there and find it,
right,
what that treasure is. And I know that it says, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. I know that it says he healed them all, right? In every situation. And so in bringing that to the situation, that's going to change that raccoon, that thought.
Good.
But what a lot of people do, they're like, hey, come on over and see my new pet.
Ooh.
By saying, hey, guess what? I got this hat. Not wrong telling people what your report is, but you need to be telling that report to people that are going
to
believe
don't
God.
Don't give glory
with you
to it.
Exactly.
Man,
and don't
good
treat those bad thoughts like they're your new pet,
oh,
right? So eventually, if you treat it with the word of God, again, no letters, that's going to die.
Yes.
That thought's going to die.
Right.
We take those thoughts captive. There's one translation that I absolutely love on those. It's 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. The Passion Translation says, we can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God, and we can break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist it to bow down into the obedience of the anointed one.
Wow, that's so good.
Yeah, because how many times do we have deceptive fantasies, or we're helping somebody that's like, I can't get this out of my mind. You can. But the number one thing is you have to decide to do it.
Ooh.
You have to make the choice to do it.
I used to tell our teenagers, you can't let a thought bounce around your head like a ping pong ball on a concrete floor. You got to stop that thing from bouncing around. And so, well, Dad, how do I do it? So, well, you got to think the other thing. So the mouth of the mouth, two or three witnesses of things established.
Right.
So let's find three scriptures about this. Well, the Bible doesn't say anything about that. The Bible says something about everything.
Yes, it does.
And so find your three scriptures. Every time that thought pops up, say what God says about it.
Yep.
It'll change the
yep
way you feel.
Yep.
It will. But
yep
you got to start using your own weapons. The only weapon I have is the word of God. Yep. I got to start saying it, sing it, memorize it, quote it. Talk to yourself when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Say what God says.
And I like what you said there so much, because, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, they think faith is denying reality.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the truth is, like you said, do everything you can in the natural, but you're trusting God for the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just like sometimes, you know, it's like we give like that bad report so much more like, It just overshadows the word of God in our lives. And it's because if it's not here, you know, that bad report is going to take precedence.
Yeah.
And sometimes we make doctors or spouses or anything have more authority in our lives than the word of God does.
Well, you know, the great healing advances here in town built a great hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And CNN came to interview him one time. So why is the healing advances building a hospital? And I was watching, he said, that's because I believe in healing. And I thought, no, you don't understand. Why is a healing event just building a hospital? Because I believe in the healing. I'm going to get it any way I can get it.
Yeah.
You know, through prayer, through a doctor, I'm going to get healed. I'm going to live a long time.
Yes.
It's like, and it was a revelation to most people. Like, what are you going to do? Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I'm believing God.
Yeah.
So you deny this? No, I'm not denying nothing. We've all been through that. had a daughter almost die of spinal meningitis. So for 10 days, she's in intensive care. And every day was different. Well, she's going to die. And all I could think was, my baby will live and not die. I couldn't spell right. faith. All I could think, my baby will live and not die. So 3 days later, they said, well, she's going to live. But she's mentally retarded. She's done damaged her brain. And all I could think was, they left. I said, my baby has the mind of Christ. So another 3 days. So they came, well, she's going to be mentally fine, but she's lost hearing in both ears. And I thought, they left us. My baby has the ear of the learning. Yes. So 10 days later, my wonderful spirit fixed doctor came and he said, so we can't find anything else wrong with her. I guess you take her home. And so people say, how does that work? It works as I'm making up my mind. I'm going to say what God says.
Yeah.
I'm hearing bad stuff.
Yeah.
I'm hearing professional people give me bad stuff. What are you going to do? I think I'll just believe God.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say, I'm not denying anything. I'm in the hospital. I'm writing big checks. What are you doing? I'm going to believe what God says. And so we walked in. So, you know, I told her, Vincent, you know, she got a journalism degree and owned half my publishing company.
That's awesome.
So,
but you know what you did? You renewed your mind.
Got to.
In every situation.
That is the bottom line. I'm going to choose what to think.
Yeah. You're going to make the choice. That's
the first thing. The emotions don't necessarily come with it. Did you feel faith?
No.
I didn't feel nothing.
No.
But I'm choosing what I'm going to say, what I'm
going
to say.
And so I think many times we don't even think about this, but we do the opposite too. You can renew your mind to the negative.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if everything you did
nobody
was rehearsed,
says that, hon.
Saying
nobody
this,
says that. Yeah, that's amazing.
You can totally do it. It's just like those, we were talking about pulling the fibers back and let's make a good connection. We so often do it the bad way. If that thought in that cage, I'm bringing all my friends over to see my new injury, my new whatever, the report.
And we're giving glory to
we're
the injury.
We're putting it on Facebook and Instagram and all the social media sites. And I don't think people really stop and think, okay, I'm going to glorify this. You know, it's just, what are we doing? We're conforming to the ways of the world. We see other people put it out there. Let's put it out there as a prayer request.
I've become a cheerleader for hell.
And it's so important to not only watch your words, but watch who you share with, that they will stand in faith as well.
Yeah.
And so, that is so good.
Yeah.
So, what would you say are basic steps to becoming a more fruitful thinker?
Okay, so the number one thing to me is, like I just said, decide that you're going to challenge your thoughts. Okay?
Gotcha.
And if you've never really done that, stop and ask yourself, okay, what am I thinking about? Okay, really? I might be thinking about dinner, and that's okay. But if you're thinking about dinner and that you want to make this and you don't have money to make this, and then your thoughts go down the way, you know, I can't afford this steak or I can't afford that restaurant, then you're in a worry mode, you know?
Ooh.
And so really start examining. The number one thing is really start examining your thoughts, because we just kind of let it go and let things come. And, oh, I saw that on TV. Oh, I'm worried about that. Or, oh, this or that. So really challenge it. And the way to do that is ask yourself, does that line up with what the Word of God says about me?
Oh, come on.
Does that line up with what the Word of God says about me? Because COVID-19, you get a bad report, you hear this is going to happen, then we're going to hit. Or I know one, the gas prices are going to go up.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, we're supposed to drive to here. Oh my, and you're rehearsing the worst thing. How about believing God for extra money for the gas prices that went up or whatever it is? So it's decide to do it and really make the effort. And then when you start doing that, it does become more natural. Mm-hmm. And your default should be what the Word says about you, your identity in the Word, not what the world says. We don't conform to the way the world thinks.
Well, you know, people will accuse you. You know, I've got big family.
Yes.
Oh, you live in La La Land.
Yes. Yes.
I don't. I live in the Word of God. You know, I'm not denying anything.
Yes.
I just believe what God says is true.
Exactly. The La La Land thing, you know, in Philippians chapter 4, where it says not to worry, they're down in verse 8. It says to think on these things, and it's all these nice things.
Lovely, just,
praiseworthy. And I'll be honest, I'm going to throw myself under the bus, because I was like, whatever, when I first read that. Like, no one does that.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, you know, when you can apply it to your own situation, it works.
Yeah.
Say you had a bad situation with someone, they did you wrong, whatever it is, and something happens again. You thought you'd forgiven them.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, that comes up. That,
and you don't realize. You thought you slayed it.
I tapped something. What did I do? I hit something.
What's still in there?
Yeah.
Right. And so if we go to this, again, the Word gives us all the direction.
Ooh.
I'm supposed to think good things about the situation.
Ooh.
I'm supposed to think what's true about the situation.
I'm not going to curse them. I'm just going to bless them, Lord. They tried to take me out, but bless them.
So I laughed when I first read that verse many years ago about a very to-do thing that God gave us. Here's how to do it. And I'm like, yeah, right. You know, but it is. If we think about the situation, what to say, things that are honest. I think the honesty about that situation. I think the true things about that situation.
Well, and I think sometimes when we begin our faith journeys, A lot of times we'll go, well, that's, you know, my mother said that and my father said that, but that's not what the word says.
Yes.
And what our historical experiences cannot negate the word. That has to be the first and foremost in our lives.
You know, and as you just shared that, I thought it's so common now. Everyone's a victim of something. Of something. It's almost taught.
It's exhausting.
So what's wrong with you? Why is that? Who did something to you? It is exhausting. So we know bad things happen. Good God, bad devil, right?
Yeah.
But it's our choice if we're going to become the victim.
We're in between Oreo cookie, but we get to choose.
Yes.
You know, God says, I said, we're life, death, blessing, cursing. Every day I get to choose. Are we going to do it? I think I'll choose to believe God today.
Exactly.
Well, you got a lot of bad stuff, yeah, but I think I'll just choose to believe
God. It's a choice.
Think we'll just walk around the walls.
Am I going to be victorious or I'm going to be
there
a victim?
There you go.
Right? Either way. And, you know, I've actually had someone say, yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through.
Yeah, I know. There it is. There's the $64,000
statement. But isn't it like when people say, oh, I've had a root canal? Well, you don't even know.
Oh,
I've had like
three
root canals.
Everybody tries to top.
But it's always with the negative.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And not a story of faith.
No. Even, well-meaning people. It's conforming to the way that the world does.
It is.
But you don't know what I've been through, like, you're right, but you don't know what I've been through.
Yeah.
You know? And we don't share everything that we've been through.
No.
And that we've struggled with, you know,
no.
That God's helped us overcome.
Right.
Some of it, you just don't want people to know.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? Well, Amanda, first of all, you've got to come back because you have a wealth of knowledge and we have barely scratched the surface.
We've interrupted more than we should have already.
I'm sorry. We just need to have you come back and do a couple teachings for us. But Amanda, there's people that are watching today and saying, well, that's easy for you to say. You apply the word. My marriage is falling apart. My kids are on drugs or
got
you know,
a bad report from the doctor.
Or, you know, we've lost our job or whatever it is. The bad report is like, it's so here, I can't go here.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like.
Sure.
But what word of encouragement would you give to them on really?
Right. Well, first of all, I think the people that don't have the bad report, go ahead now and build that foundation.
Yes.
Well,
learn
good.
What the Word that's of God good. Says about you. Your identity doesn't come from the world. Your identity doesn't come from the type of family you were born in. Those are great things. I love my family. I love my background. I love it. But it doesn't define who I am.
Thank you.
If you weren't born on the right side of the tracks, if you were born in, you know, I've had people say to me, oh, well, I'm just from that Italian, you know, that's why I'm hot-headed.
Yeah.
Well, the Word of God tells us how we're supposed to act, you know, and those kinds of things. So if you are not dealing with a huge situation, spend some time, develop your foundation in the Word and know who you are. If you are somebody that's dealing with a tough situation, find something that the Word says about your situation, if you don't already know that. And then also, as Angel said, don't share it with people that aren't going to be encouraging to you. Get with people. Get in it. If you don't go to a church, get to a good Word church.
Yes.
Don't go to a church that teaches unbelief.
Yes.
Go to a Bible-teaching church.
Thank you.
And realize there's nothing wrong with you. Everyone faces challenges.
That's good.
That is
that's
so good.
A bumper sticker. That's good.
Let's make a bumper sticker. Realize it's not. There's nothing wrong with you because you're having a challenge.
Yeah.
Right?
That we all go through it.
Yeah, we all go through challenges. And so those are the things I think.
Well, Amanda, you will come back, right?
Sure.
Listen, if you have a church or a group or you have a question for Amanda or you maybe would like her to come and speak to you.
Yes.
She is a wealth of knowledge and she'll bless you. Is it okay if I have then contact you?
Sure.
Do you have a place you'd
go
like
ahead.
Her to go? Okay. You're welcome to just send any requests you have or questions that you have for Amanda to mail@joemcgee.com and we will gladly forward them on to you. Amanda, before you go, would you just pray for people that are maybe consumed right now with the problem.
Sure, Sure. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these people that are consumed with problems today. And, Father, I thank you that your word says we can have peace. I thank you that your word says you've not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind. And for the person out there that feels like they're going crazy in their mind, I just pray right now that they find peace, that they find supernatural peace, that you help them, Father, dig into the word and find your treasures in the word to help in their situation. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amanda, thank you so much for coming today.
You're
we
welcome.
Have so enjoyed having you. I've known you for so long. And then somebody said to me, she's like an amazing teacher. I'm like, wait a minute. I need to listen to her. And you are. You have a load of just
God
such.
Thank you're
for
welcome.
Being you.
Yes.
Man.
So please come again. And again, feel free to contact us if you have a question for Amanda. Thanks for joining us.
Thank
we are
you.
Glad to have you. You guys have a
God
great
bless,
week.
Guys.
Bless you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it. All there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.